Are you ready to stop riding the emotional elevator of life? Are you ready to learn how to elevate your emotions that keep you psychologically traumatized or in an addictive behavior? You are in the right place. Here is your host, Sandy Bird, trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach of the Emotional Elevator Show.
Welcome, everyone. I, of course, am Sandy Bird. I'm the host here on Emotional Elevator, on Inspired Choices Network, or any of the 300 other networks that you might be watching, listening, wherever you are. You can always like and subscribe. Or if you're watching me on another platform and you want to get into the chat, just come over here to inspiredchoicesnetwork.com/chatroom, and you can get into a chat room. But first, I want to say thank you to all of those that are watching my show or listening to my show and reaching out to me at my email at sandybirdcoach@gmail.com. I'm very excited to have these conversations with you, and I enjoy that people are coming to me saying that they are listening, this spoke to me, or I try to share this with a loved one or someone, and they just didn't get it. Well, so another thing I want to say, when you reach out to me and I respond and then you continue to reach out to me, I'm very excited to have these conversations, but I will always come back with a one-liner with, what are you going to do? What do you want as your outcome? What is it that you want for yourself? What do you want to change? Because I get a lot of these emails, and messages. I shouldn't just say email, because I have gotten a few messages on Facebook, Instagram now. I don't think any on LinkedIn. Yes, one on LinkedIn, where I get these messages and you want to talk about the show, and you talk about, my child is disrespectful. How do I help them to be less disrespectful? And we're talking about adult children or young children, or my mom doesn't seem to want to see my side of things. How can I get her to see my side of things? Or my husband or my boyfriend or my brother or my sister, I have these struggles with them. How can I get them? Here is the point. You can continue to ask me about how you can get them, but the point is that you reached out for you. So when I respond to you about, what do you want to work on? What is it you want to change? How can you help them see your side? Or how can you embrace that? Because that is what my programs are about. Also, if you're reaching out to me to get me to reach out to somebody else because you think they should work with me, that's not how it works. I want clients who want to work with me, not people who need to work with me. I want people who are ready, because this show is good about that, embracing the change, the power to transform your life. I want you to come to me because you're ready to embrace changing. You are ready to embrace transforming your life because you're done with it. Not reach out to me and say, hey, can you reach out to my mom or my sister or my brother or my kids, and I'll pay you. And I'm going to say no, because I only work with those that are ready to make those changes. Some people don't see the changes they want to make. And here is one thing that I learned throughout, as we like to all say, the healing journey, or when I decided to start transforming my life, as I'm going to say, and started empowering myself, was that I blamed everybody else around me. I blamed my mom for many, many years of my life. I blamed my father for leaving, for dying, my first husband for not being what a husband should have been, my children for not being perfect, my brother because he was my brother and he didn't protect me, vice versa. So when you fully engage with working on your true self to transform your life, yes, let's get on a connection conversation and have a conversation. Because I do have three programs out there, or if you're you know, you're watching me and something resonates with me and you go on my website, I'm a corporate wellness facilitator as well. But when we're talking about working with you as my client, there are many different phases to work on. There is thriving through forgiveness, unleash your authentic self, and find the empowerment within. All of these are programs geared towards you. So once we get on a call, then we start to see what program and what steps should we make together to get you to get into that transformation, that embracing change. Because this is what this topic tonight is about too, is about letting go of who you once were and becoming who it is you're supposed to be. Get out of that cocoon. Become that beautiful butterfly. Or stop being a tadpole and become the frog. Stop being the sparrow and become the robin, or however analogy resonates with you. It's time for you to take charge of your own life. You can sit there and say and reach out and have conversations and put all of it on everybody else, but until you can embrace what you want to work on within yourself, you're not going to be satisfied with anybody around you. I've been there. I've experienced that where I wasn't happy with myself, so I wasn't happy with anyone around me. Friends, family, coworkers. I wasn't happy within myself. But I wanted everybody else to change around me because there was nothing wrong with me. Yeah, there was. I'm the one who had to make the commitment to myself that I was tired of being the people pleaser, the mat in front of the door. Because that's basically what I was as a people pleaser, is I was the mud mat in front of the door, your greeting mat in front of your door that everyone wipes their feet on. That's who I was until I decided that it was time to put all of that aside and really focus on who I wanted to be, what I wanted to be. Because that's a question, if you're watching me or listening to me, I want you to ask yourself tonight, who am I? What do I want most out of my life? What brings me joy in my life? If you can't fully answer that and have it positive and uplifting and make you feel good and kind of give you butterflies, then there's some work that you need to do. And I'm not saying, oh, who am I? Well, No. I know who I am, but I know there's still evolution for myself because I'm ever evolving, embracing the changes that come for me. And that's what working with a coach or even a psychiatrist is, to get to that part, or a therapist, psychiatrist, therapist, coach, to get you to see that you're always evolving. And if you aren't waking up every day of your life feeling blessed and grateful for the life you're living, even if it isn't the perfect life or what you dreamt of, you're never going to get the life you dreamt of, or you're never going to be satisfied in anything, even if you get that perfect life. If you can't be grateful for the life you have and you got that promotion, or you won over that man or that woman and they are your perfect soulmate, they're going to be not become your perfect soulmate because you haven't worked on it within yourself. You're not grateful just having that opportunity. So, of course, like I said, you can always reach out to me through sandrabirdcoach@gmail.com. Sandy Bird is my website. Sandy Bird with two E's and a Y in Bird. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, every other social media. Now I'm on other platforms, Marco Polo. So you can always reach out to me. And if you want, get on a connection call. If you're just like, you know, I don't know what I even want to work on, but I know that I'm not satisfied, we can get on a call. We can figure it out. We can discover who it is you are meant to be, or who you, even if it's not who you meant to be, who you want to be, and how to free yourself from all the chains that bind you, whether it's societal, your family has got you bogged down in all these values. Maybe right now you're tied to certain things going on in your country or your climate that you don't agree with, but because your family has always been, nope, this is what we believe, but you're over here going, but I necessarily don't. Let's approach that. Let's give you a voice. Let's give you solid ground to stand on, because that's what this is all about. But anyway, tonight's topic of show is, and I'm going to read the highlights from the show, Embrace Change, the Power to Transform Your Life Daily. Are you holding on to old habits or narratives that no longer serve you? Do you feel stuck, uncertain, or afraid to take the first step toward the life you want? In this episode of Emotional Oliver, I, Sandy Bird, the host, explores how to embrace change to transform your life. Discover why change can feel daunting, the fears and resistance that hold us back, and the practical steps to overcome them. Through inspiring stories and actionable strategies, I, Sandy, reveal how small, intentional shifts can lead to monumental transformations in who you are and what you do. If you've ever wondered how to break free from your comfort zone, embrace new possibilities, and rewrite your story, then this episode of Emotional Elevator is meant for you. And like I always talk about, and if you've listened to most of my shows, when working with clients, I get them to step out of their comfort zone. Because that is a big part of embracing change. Step out of the comfort zone. And when I mean step out of your comfort zone, it could be to speak up. Maybe you struggle with speaking up to a parent, a spouse, or one of your children, adult children's or younger children's, a boss, significant other, parent, I think I named all that. It's taking that first step, maybe choosing a friend and say no to them because you never say no. It's taking that first little step, because that's what the first steps I start taking with my clients is, what step can you take to get out of your comfort zone if it's something that they're working on? If it's people pleasing, what is it about people pleasing that you want to change? Well, my bank account is at zero. I never feel fulfilled. Nobody does for me. Then it's teaching you how to say no as a full sentence. Because if you think about it, a lot of people, when they say no, I can't come tonight because, you know, I have this other obligation, or tomorrow night I already promised Sally Joe that I would go out and I don't have enough money. Because then what if they say, oh, well, I'll pay for you. And then you're already obligated. So when you say, no, I'm not interested in tonight. No. Do you want to go out tonight? No. And if they say, well, why? I'm just not interested. Because here's the point with saying that as well and embracing that part of change. If they're questioning it, that's them. That's not you. That's their own unfamiliar way of embracing change. Because you might be the yes guy or the yes girl. So think about that. And that's what embracing change and living the best life you want to live. And what steps can you do daily? First off, one of the steps that I like to work with my clients on is, what is your daily routine? Well, you know, I wake up, I wash my face, brush my teeth, and head out the door. Well, let's talk about waking up a half an hour early and do a body scan of yourself. And thank Source, God, whatever you believe in, the Tin Man, thank them for your body and just do a body scan. My fingers are working today. My eyes work today. My nose worked today. Thank you. Thank you. And thanking, even if it's yourself, me for a good night's sleep and I'm waking up. Or if you didn't get a good night's sleep, thank you for the challenges I might face today and the obstacles I'm going to overcome with dignity and pride. Because a lot of times when we already wake up in that mood or we're not feeling it, we cave in and we don't give ourselves that moment of grace to say, you know what? Today is not starting out like I planned, but I'm going to make the best of it. I'm going to make the most of it. Because embracing change and transforming your life daily, I know people who, when they run late, literally start to have panic attacks, anxiety, because that's something deep within them. But when you realize, the other day I was talking with someone, a client, and they were talking about how they ran late that day and it really gave them anxiety and why, da, 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 and they kept going on and on and on. And I'm like, what part of that gave you anxiety? And we walked through it. And then I said, do you ever thank the universe because it was an accident? What if you were on time and you were in that accident? Oh, I never thought about that. And then they kind of got, wow, they got a little anxious to think about it. But then they're like, you know what? You're exactly right. What if that was me in that accident? How would I be feeling in now in this moment? Not only would you have been late, you might not have even made it to work for a couple of days. So it's always being grateful for those moments when we're afraid of what might be, when we don't even know, because we're afraid to be in that moment and embrace change of daily routines in transforming our lives. But anyway, it is time for our first break. I could just sit here and just ramble on, but it is time for our first break. And of course, like I said, reach out to me. I am sandybrookcoach@gmail.com, or you can get on a connection call with me. I know people have reached out to me on Facebook, one on LinkedIn, and one on Instagram. Reach out to me. We can get in the conversations, but please don't take offense to when I say, what are you ready to work on? What about this conversation sparked a fire in you? Why did this show resonate to you? Why are you so willing to share it to somebody, but what message did you get? It's not that I want to ignore anything that you're saying. I want you to embrace what part of the show spoke to you. So again, it's time for a break. I am Sandy Bird. I'm the host here on Emotional Elevator. If you are on any other network, please like and subscribe. If you can leave a comment, leave a comment. Or if at any point you want to come over to the chat room, you can come over here at www.inspiredchoicesnetwork.com/chatroom. But let's get to that break.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, Join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
I always wait to the last second to drink some water. But anyway, understanding change. What does it mean about understanding change? Why is change so hard? Why do those of us who've worked for corporate America, or even if you work for yourself and you're an entrepreneur and something changes, or you get this big epiphany if you sell a product and you're like, you know what? If you are selling a product, sorry, I was just told my mic a little bit. If you're selling a product and then all of a sudden it stops selling and then you change to another product, that's embracing change. If you work for companies, a lot of them, some of their philosophies and values are embracing change, because we're always changing. As people, we are always evolving and changing. And the problem is if you've ever worked for a company or if you've ever had a change, I, as a coach, work two different areas. I'm a corporate wellness facilitator, and I've embraced a lot of change with that. I've added things to what I can offer. I used to just be one that would get up there and speak about writing SOPs and training programs and how I've helped build restaurants and all this kind of stuff. That's not who I want to be anymore. I could still do that, but that's not what I want to do. I do Lego series play. I do laughter yoga. I do the three P's, which I even incorporate with my own clients. All of those I incorporate with my own clients to bring in that joy back into your life and have a different way of thinking or challenging change within yourself. So if you work with me and you want a different way of getting out of your head, I might send you something like a Lego starter kit, where we can build something as I ask you questions. So you're getting out of your ego and your head, and you're getting into the creative side of yourself. And if you don't think you're creative, neither did I, get ready to embrace that. But what about change is it? It's one of the biggest things is the fear of the unknown. If I change, what if I don't like it? I can't change back. Or I quit my job and decide I'm going to get an ice cream truck. And what if I don't make it? It's that fear of the unknown. When I decided to become a coach, am I going to be good enough? Am I going to have clients? Am I going to be able to sustain myself? But then when things started changing and evolving for me, yeah, because I started believing in myself. The problem with when we don't want to embrace change is because we're not ready to believe in ourselves. We get these identity crises. Who's going to want me as a coach? Well, there are people out there that want me as a coach because they've seen either my own transformation or that I speak to them about it's not easy, but it's about taking baby steps within yourself. And that's the first thing, is getting out of your comfort zone and taking that baby steps. One of the biggest things that I did back when I became a flow coach as well, I was throwing all these books at me. Oh, I got to get up at 4 a.m. and be one of those coaches. You know, you get up at 4 a.m., you just, you pound it out. I'm not one of those people. I realized I would get up and I would be miserable. And then the middle of the day, I would start declining and realize that my best time for me is like 11 to 3. So I'm getting up and losing it by the time I'm almost at my peak. That's called peak performance. So like I said, one size doesn't fit all. And then we get into these, oh my gosh, what if it doesn't fit for me? Then go back. Go back. Because here's the thing, the only person that can embrace change is yourself. If you want to change because, oh, you know, Sally Sue is doing this, so I'm going to do this too. Or if I just, you know, went out and worked out a little bit more, my husband's going to look at me better or more, or he'll start, you know, being more romantic. Maybe it's because of the way I look. You're doing it for somebody else. That change is not something you want. And let's say going out of that comfort zone for a position that you are afraid of, that you don't think you're qualified for, but you're doing it anyway. But you're afraid of that, embracing that change. Sometimes it's not the fear of failure. And this was something with me. Sometimes it's the fear of success. What if I do succeed? Have you ever thought about that? We talk a lot about fear of failure. We're all afraid of that fear of failure. What about the fear of success? What if you do an excellent job? You go for that position. You get outside your comfort zone. You let go of that identity crisis of you're not good enough, and you go for that position and you exceed and you accelerate at it. Some of us don't see that as a fear of success. And the fear of letting go. Hold on to this so tight. That's a fear to let go. And that is a big part of us that we don't realize. We can change every day of our life decisions. Here's a big one. I am a personal coach, but I have been asked to contract with a company to work for them as a coach. But guess what? I can dictate the hours I want to work. So how was that a loss? I struggled with that. Well, then it's going to say I'm a failure if, you know, but I still have clients that have come to me from outside. But contracting with this is also something that I can now limit my time with everything else. So see, sometimes we get too much into our heads and that identity crisis and those fears that we don't really see what the big picture can be. So that is what embracing this change, taking that baby step. And like when I was first talking about waking up for that 4 a.m. club, I tried it, thought, it's just the first week. By the end of the month, I hated it. So I went back. Did it mean there was a fear of failure? I mean, did it mean that I failed? No. I realized that was not for me. I didn't fail. I just realized right away that is not for me. Did I still go through this class, still get certifications in the flow methods? Yeah. But I realized that I am not part of that 4 a.m. I'm trying to think whose club it is, where he talked about getting up before the crack of dawn and doing all these things and how much powerful you are. And the people who become these mega millionaires are in the 4 a.m. club. That's not necessarily true. That's the hype. It's what we call the hype of it. And I decided that wasn't for me. I didn't fail. I just realized that wasn't for me. So I could change back to who I am. I am more the 6 a.m. club. But I still get up and do the same things. So that's what this embracing change. What can you do starting tomorrow? Because we're about to go on a break. So I'm going to give you a question. What can you do starting tomorrow that can challenge your daily routine to embrace a change for the good in your life? Because every day we should be trying to find new ways to evolve, new ways to kind of change. We get into these habits, and it would be great if you could just do one new thing If it means taking a morning shower with a post-it note saying, be grateful. Take this morning, every morning, take 5 minutes and be grateful for something. Because that is one of the main things that I teach my clients too, to do every day in their life. When you wake up, find one thing you're grateful for. And then usually at the end of the day, I get them to journal. And the question is, what could I have done better? And what do I want to do different? And what am I grateful for? Because a lot of people come to me because they want to change who they are and what they want in life and how they want to show up and how they want to thrive and how they want to unleash that authentic side of them, how they want to thrive through forgiveness, how they want to find the empowerment within. So when I ask that challenging question at the end of the day, what could I have done differently? What did I do great? What am I grateful for? And what could I have done differently? It's a big challenge because a lot of people, that's the first thing that they can get. Well, what did you do good? What are you so proud of yourself for doing today? And embrace that within yourself and be grateful for it. Because the only way to continue to embrace change is to be grateful for the changes that are made. So it is time for our second break. Like I said, embracing change is a good topic. I love, wrote it in many SOPs for many companies about change and how to look forward to change. Held many a meetings on change in my life but I can tell you, I held the meetings, talked about it in many companies, but when it came to my own personal life, that was probably the hardest thing for me to do, is to embrace the changes I need to make within myself, that I needed to make within myself, that I still want to evolve within myself, that I still want to let go of. But I'm grateful for the opportunities to continue to embrace change within my own life and to watch my clients step into embracing change and go, you know what? I thought that was going to be hard as you know what, but I've done it a couple of times and it's easy and it's getting easier. So you've been listening or watching me, Sandy Berg, here on Emotional Elevator on many platforms out there. So if you're watching or listening, please like and subscribe, leave a comment. Like I say, you can reach out to me on any social media platform. You can even send me an email, of course, at sandy@emotionalelevator.com. But like I say, I always respond faster to sandybirdcoach@gmail.com. Sometimes I don't respond as fast to social media and stuff because a lot of messages are about selling something or whatever. But like I always say, when you do reach out to me, the first thing I say is, what on that show spoke to you the most? Or I get into the you part of it. Talking about the person that you want to change around you, a mother, a parent, a spouse, a child, a friend, the change has to come from you and you have to embrace that within yourself. And it's setting boundaries or just letting go of the fear of losing someone or something. But anyway, we're going to get to that break. I am Cindy Bird. I'm the host here on Emotional Elevator.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Thank you. How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. Of course, I am Sandy Bird. I am the host here on Emotional Elevator on Inspired Choices Network. But like I say, if you're watching or listening to me on any other platform, you are more than welcome to ever come over here in this chat room or just reach out to me at Sandy with those two E's, Bird, B-Y-R-D, at any social media platform, or you can reach out to me via email at sandybirdcoach@gmail.com. Go to my website, Sandy Bird. But another phase of embracing change is empowering. It's a very challenging part of embracing change. Like I said, it's that fear of failure or the fear of success. The external pressures from everybody around you. A lot of people, when I started working on changing myself and decided to start like really stepping into who I was, letting go of people, please, and all that, there was many people that did not like and challenge my transformation. And that was on them. Like I say, that's on them. That's not on me. Because that's something I wanted to do. And that's the biggest thing with some of my clients. And if you've ever noticed, a lot of people, when they're going through a transition, realize that the people around them were only there for a phase of their life and not for this new phase. And that is another big obstacle or challenge with that change, is when you start to evolve into the person you want to be. Sometimes the people around you aren't the people you want to be around. And you will find, sorry, I have a hair that's connected somewhere. You will find people that will start resonating to you because they've gone through that transition and left the old behind as well. And sometimes you'll notice people around you will change as well. But anyway, then there is overwhelmed, that overwhelming feeling of changing, especially when you're going for a job. Or you want to better your life and you're starting to go to the gym and all of a sudden everyone around you is like, we're going out to happy hour. And you're like, no, I'm going to go to the gym. It can feel overwhelming. And when you start changing too much, too fast, you can get burnout from it. It can also, all of a sudden, things are changing so much, you can paralyze yourself in that. When it comes to change, it's taking baby steps. Sometimes we got to take those baby steps. If I would have worked through, and one of my clients, if we would have worked, so I'll say we, if we would have worked through everything that we did in our life in 1 year, I would probably, and she probably would have, would be very mentally incapacitated because we had to take baby steps within ourselves. If I would have known, let's see, it started for me 7 years ago, 8 years ago, something like that. Oh yeah, my mom's been gone for 8 years. When I started really realizing I wanted to change who I was and let go of all that false narratives, if I would have done it fast, it wouldn't have been as gratifying. I probably would have gotten burnt out and given up. Mentally, I would have been paralyzed. Oh my God, what's going on? Why am I having all the? That's why sometimes it's about taking those baby steps. And I do want to share a story about a client of mine who wanted to make career changes. She was stuck in that dead-end job, but she was daunted by thinking that she could go for this promotion, or that, gosh, what if I start all, I have to start all over if I get that promotion, because it was in a whole different area. And she was daunted by it. And she kept asking, should I go for it? Should I go for it? I'm like, I can't tell you to go for it or not, but what's holding you back? And when we really uncovered all of it, we realized it was herself. It was the scarcity. It was the challenge of that change. So she went for it. We talked through it. She ended up, you know, applying for it, and she ended up going through it. And it was taking those little baby steps. What is it about this? Because she had like a month to prepare. She took that step and applied, and she knew it'd be a month process to kind of go through it. And she got that promotion because we used manageable steps. Now she's happy. And she's like, why didn't I do this sooner? Or I said, you know, sometimes, and I will always say this as a coach to people, it's always divine timing, or sometimes the timing has to be right. See, she never would have applied a year ago. Well, this was about a year ago. She never would have applied 2 years ago. But she would have allowed everything from the outside, her ego and everything, to consume her. But now she went for this position and she loves it. And now we're working on other areas. And by taking baby steps instead of gigantic steps, she sees the transformation and she embraces the transformations in her life. So what is holding you back from maybe a change you want to make? What is holding you back from making that change? Is it a fear, a false fear? You just don't know how to take that step. You've never been encouraged to change. You've only been held back because other people are afraid to make that same step. Well, then reach out to me. Let's get on a connection call. You can start with basic, simple, manageable steps for yourself. And then you'll start embracing more changes in your life. Because all it takes is that step. Many pictures out there, many people talk about it. All it takes is that one little step, because that's all it does take. Everybody wants to jump to the top of the staircase, but you sometimes you got to take it step by step. And that's what embracing change and transforming your life daily, daily. Because that's where this is manageable. By doing it daily and not trying to jump ahead. Because that's exactly what this is about. It's making those baby steps to transform who you are. So it is almost time for our last break. But like I said, when it comes to anything that I talk about that you want to reach out to me, reach out to me. It can be on social media platforms like you, like some people have done, but you could always reach out to me at CindyBirdCoach@gmail.com. We can have a conversation. And what is it you want to start embracing change? Or what is it that you're, maybe you don't know why, what is holding you back from embracing change or taking that little step, that manageable step, because you're the one managing the step. I'm not managing that step. You manage that step. And maybe there is a change that you're like, I know I could, maybe we could talk about. What is stopping you from, what are you thinking about those shoulda, coulda, wouldas? Because that's what's stopping you too right there. So again, we are going to go on our last break for tonight. And while we're on break, think about it. What is stopping you from making a change that you want to make in your life? Is it something within yourself? Is it something you're afraid of? Is it someone out there that you're afraid is going to mock, ridicule? Might be jealous or envy if you do take that step. That's on them. But what is stopping you from taking, embracing change and taking that step? But let's get to that break. Again, I am Sandy Bird. I am the host here on Emotional Elevator. Like I say, if you're listening or watching me on any other platform, like and subscribe, leave a comment. You could always reach out to me at sandybirdcoach@gmail.com or any social media platforms. But let's get to that break. Thank you.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Gosh, I just sipped that and went down wrong. Welcome back. Of course, I'm Sandy Bird. I'm here, the host on Emotional Elevator. And tonight is all about embracing change. And when we talk about embracing change, some of the solutions for embracing change is just taking that first small step. Also, kind of shifting your mindset around it. I can do this. And if that change is not for me, I can always go back. You can always go back. You can change. I know many, as now I've gotten into the entrepreneur, solopreneurship, many of them change and evolve with who they are. And I've kind of seen that. And that's been very exciting because I never thought, oh my gosh, this is what I'm going to do and I'm going to stay with it. But it's watching them evolve, realizing I can too. So it changed my mindset around it. No, I got to do this. I'm changing my mindset around it. Doing small. Sorry. But it's also about creating that vision. A lot of times working with clients, one of the biggest things I do is a vision walk when it comes to what they want to change. I get them to sit back and breathe in it. Now imagine that this change you want to do, whether it's a promotion, whether it's setting healthy boundaries, whether whatever it is, changing your hair color, your hairstyle, even if it's something simple as that. What I want you to do is visualize that you've made this change. What would your life look like? What would it feel like to make this change? And then celebrate that change, that step you made to make that change. Celebrate who you are in that moment. And when you visualize making a change and you really encompass it into who you are, because sometimes when it's a bigger change, we have to try to see the big picture. How will this affect who I am? How will this change me? And then when you do make that baby step, even if it's a baby step or a big change, celebrate it. Celebrate it. Because that when you celebrate it, that's when you can make even more changes. Because a lot of times we make changes. Number one, we don't visualize it. We don't celebrate it. So then we don't want to continue to make changes. It's when we celebrate it, when we visualize it. Because that is one of the biggest things I do with my clients, is we walk through and we visualize, what is this change going to bring you? What is this change going to do for you? Feel in your body this change. See it. And how are you going to celebrate when you make this change? How would you like to celebrate? And then if it's hard making that change, who can support you in making the change? Is there somebody out there that you can go to that can support you through your change? Because that is a big thing when it comes to, even if it is just a job within a job, or maybe it's stepping out into a job. What support? Do you know somebody who does that job? Can you find somebody that can give you tips about that job? If it's changing something within yourself, maybe there's so many meetup groups and support groups out there. If you just want to make a little change on getting better, healthier, getting in shape, but you don't want to be at a gym, there's groups for that. So when you make changes, seeking support, because you might find when you make some changes, you've got new tribes out there. And then celebrate, if it means just celebrating because you reached out to somebody. But celebrate when you make those baby steps. And give yourself gratitude when you do make those changes. So if any of this resonated to you about wanting to embrace a change, that is all about my programs, is it is taking those steps to embrace change. And a lot of change goes through unleashing who you authentically want to be. There's a lot of change. You got to figure out what your values are, what your motivators are, what your strengths are. Who are you and who do you want to be? And then my other program, Thriving Through Forgiveness, that is a lot about changing, letting go of what is keeping you down. If it's a fear or a trauma, or if it's a false belief or a false sense of security that you have, that's embracing change and taking baby steps. And then of course there's finding the empowerment within, which is big on embracing bigger steps to empower yourself through that change. To learn how to say no as a complete sentence. To learn how to engage in all you want to be within yourself. So, again, like I said, you can always reach out to me at sandybirdcoach@gmail.com. And like I said already, thank those for reaching out because you've either watched a show or listened to a show. And continue to reach out. I like having these conversations, but like I said, when you reach out to me and it's all about you want me to change something about somebody else, that's not what this is about. It's about you. And that's why I will continue to say, what spoke to you in the show? Or what is it that you want to change within yourself for those that you love? So again, thank you for listening or watching me, Sandy Bird. I am the host here on Emotional Elevator. And tonight's show is all about embracing change. So thank you. And when are you going to transform your life to who you want to be? And taking those little steps daily to transform. So thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, start elevating your emotions and stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve.